Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift at 7:25. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. And we're going to go in the huddle in a moment. But Mike, did you get measured for your special clothes yet for the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic?
Did you say special clothes?
I did. Yeah, because that's what I thought. I heard you asking Drew the other day.
Oh, yeah. No. And I haven't gotten my club measurement done. I need to do that. I've got a tee time this Friday, actually. And it's just beautiful golf weather these days. So need to get that situated.
You got to get ramped up. Bo, are you ready for the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic?
Not yet. I mean, I got stuff to do for it. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for it because we've got some spots still available.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to jump in, go to the 99 of the Game events page, and there's a link there. Go sign up. There's...
How many of those foursomes do you have available?
Foursomes? Well, I mean, we have a few. I mean, you need to go get up there and sign up. I don't know the exact number, but there's a couple.
Okay.
You also sponsor a hole. It's easy to do that. There's plenty of things. Not the speed hole, though. I believe our friends at Echo Park Speedway are taking over that.
That one's taken.
Zoom.
But, yeah, Finley Roofing is a big sponsor of it, and obviously it's all at Eagle Watch. But it's a good time. We have a lot of fun. There will be booze.
There will be booze. Okay, good. Good to know. And it's all to benefit Pets for Vets. You can go to 929thegame.com. Or we've made it even easier on our Twitter account at 929morningshift. It's pinned to the very top if you just want to click there and get all the information. Again, it's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing. Panthers quarterback Bryce Young has a high ankle sprain from Sunday. He is expected to miss this week's game against the Bills. Andy Dalton will start in his place.
Why am I just not I should be more of a believer in Bryce Young. That's a 4-3 team. They're actually ahead of the Falcons in the standings right now. But when I heard this news, Bo, I immediately was like, oh, their offense might be a little bit better. I don't know why. I don't know why I have that feeling.
They're not going to be better.
Yeah.
He's done a good job at keeping plays alive, moving in the pocket. They're a team that I can't tell you what they do really good. Like, I don't know what they do really well. They won against Dallas when they were able to score points against a bad defense and just play enough defense. And then last week, they went against a team that couldn't play offense at all, and they barely, but that can play defense, and they didn't do much at all offensively, but they did just enough to win. So they're just winning games somehow, and I think it's a testament to the coaching staff. I think Dave Canales is doing a good job there. Bryce Young being out, though, I do believe hurts them.
Interesting. Opportunistic, I think, is what they do well. They're opportunistic.
Bucks lost in Monday Night Football to the Lions 24-9. Unfortunately, Mike Evans will miss most of the rest of the season after breaking his collarbone last night.
I am such a fan of Mike Evans and the way he goes about his business. I hate to see that, obviously, for them. And the loss was huge for the Falcons, though, right? I mean, we just talked about the Panthers being in second place, but if you still have your eyes on that division, somebody had to slow down Tampa Bay at some point, and you look to Detroit to do that. They handled business with that.
I love it. They did this, the Lions did this a really good job. Jahmyr Gibbs went flat off. last night.
He's so good, dude.
It's crazy because him and Bijan, same draft, both teams were criticized for taking the said player, and both players are absolutely phenomenal. Dude, there's quite a few really good running backs in this league, and there's quite a few that are very versatile too.
Yeah,
I mean, you look at McCaffrey, you look at Bijan, you look at Saquon, you look at Jahmyr Gibbs, James Cook. I think Derrick Henry is more versatile than people kind of give him credit for. Like,
throw Kyron Williams and Amarion Hampton in there too.
That's two very good guys. Bucky Irvin,
good call.
You know, there's some guy. Rico Dowdle is a guy it's kind of exploding in some ways. I think Chuba Hubbard he's been injured, but I think he can kind of fit in that. There's some really good running backs in this league. It's kind of crazy to watch the resurgence that they've had.
So Mike McDaniel is refusing and choosing to ignore all the noise around his job right now.
There's a piece of me that's, from an integrity standpoint, that I just refuse to go into that world of speculation when I'm currently I'm holding the job. I think that's kind of irresponsible.
What? What did I just hear?
But what do you do? If everyone's saying you're going to lose your job, what else do you do? Do you sit there and dwell on it, or you just try to keep moving forward?
I just think I would have said, not talking about that. My focus is on beating the Falcons.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about. What word did he just use? Like, I don't know. But to his credit, he's been that guy since day one when he was good, and he's still got guys, you know, in this rough patch. Mm-hmm. And so I'll give him credit for at least staying true to himself, because I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm so sick of hearing about this guy. It's every week, and he goes up here and he gives some wackadoodle answer that doesn't really follow in line with what he was asked. I've never disliked him, but I absolutely was just appalled by the way he treated Quinn Ewers when he walked off the field. A guy that goes on the field for the first time ever as a quarterback that you drafted, and he comes off the field after his first series, and you don't even, like, acknowledge that he exists. Like, what are you doing? Do you want the guy to succeed? I mean, maybe this is why your other quarterback is getting benched. I mean, he's not a leader. I don't think there's any leadership quality that I've seen. And somebody was tweeting me yesterday, he was like, all right, I'll take him here right now. And I said, you know what? 3 weeks ago, I would have agreed with you. But now I don't want that dude to have anything to do with a young offense and a young team like mine.
Where would it leave Tua if he gets fired? Is Tua cooked too?
Well, contract.
Yeah, but I look at that situation and I'm like, is Tua just, is he broken, or is the relationship with Mike McDaniel broken, or is it McDaniel's offense that's broken? Or is it all the above? I don't know.
I think you have to take a real strong look at Tua, because Tua was succeeding early in that offense and he was playing well, and then more concussions, and then whatever has happened with that locker room. Tyreek Hill went rogue last year. There's no leadership. I think if I went in there a new GM, I'd say, well, I'm strapped with this. I might as well see what I can get for at least a year from a different coach and a different leadership group. Because I think the first thing that's broken there is leadership. And Tua, I don't know, he tries to be one. They need to clean house. I don't say it very often, but they need to clean house in Miami.
Interesting.
How much time do you think is left on this? Like, is this a fair or foul? Dylan will get his car back before Mike McDaniel loses his job.
At least we move on to the next phase of
I was going to say, I hope it doesn't take Dylan that long. No, I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's any future of him in Miami, but I don't know. The coaching hires in NFL are so much different than college football, in my opinion, because I think in college football you have obvious targets when you make moves like this.
Yeah.
And I think in the NFL, it's like, oh, well, we'll see who becomes available. There's so much season left. Like, they're going to be a hot coordinator, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that there's a ton of upside to make moves like this other than just sending a jolt through the entire team. But I don't know how much, if you're the owner of the Miami Dolphins, I don't know how much more you can watch of what's been going on there. It's been crazy.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And defensive end Brandon Graham has decided to come out of retirement and is finalizing a deal to rejoin the Philadelphia Eagles this week.
Can I just tell a story about a guy named Brett Romberg that signed back with the Atlanta Falcons after a year of being off, and he showed up. I can't remember. I think somebody got hurt, and Brett Romberg had not been on the team in over a year, and Thomas Dimitroff called him and was like, are you in good shape? He was like, yeah, man, I've been working out really hard, weighed about 285, and I can put on some weight. And he literally showed up in the facility like shoving sandwiches in his mouth so that for his weigh-in, for his physical, that he would be up to weight. Because it turns out he was really about 265 at the time and was trying to gain a bunch of weight for his weigh-in. Man, I'll never forget that. It's crazy. Like, I cannot imagine taking that much time off of football and then being like, you know what, I'm going to go play in the NFL.
Right.
Like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah, and obviously this is just kind of a reactionary thing to Za'Darius Smith, like, saying, you know what, I'm done. I'm out of here. You guys suck. That guy's reading books on the sidelines. There's a meathead walking around with a headset that's supposed to be our security guy, and the coach is a jerk.
Well, coming up, it is Top 5 Tuesday. Bo is giving us the worst Halloween candy ever.
Yeah, I don't, you know, like, and my honorable mention isn't even really a candy, but it always shows up in your when I was a kid, it would randomly show up in your candy bucket or bag or whatever, and you're like, who the hell put this in here? Egg in their house.
We'll get his list next, and the Hawks have locked down Dyson Daniels. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.